Everybody, welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
I'm Colleen.
And no doubt about it, I'm a terrible player.
And welcome to the show. How's everybody doing?
Good. Was that better?
Why are you playing the Ramble Cast?
I just started playing again.
Best Jack produced podcast.
What's going on over there?
The Ramble Cast, because I was playing it on iTunes and it just like
jumped
to the
Jay, do you want
song.
Me to go over there and teach you how to work the system, how
yeah,
to do
you
it?
Yeah, you might have to.
You know,
I mean, I'm not going to say, watch a video.
Let me just tell
watch
you.
Watch a video.
Jay and I decided in a heated discussion before we started recording that Jay is an old school podcaster and I am a new school podcaster and we're just clashing.
Sometimes you have to be in the middle, Jay. You have to look. Terry learned.
Episode was like the old school strikes back.
Oh my God. I am. Oh, I've been doing this for 10 years. All right. I know a thing or two. And you young whippersnappers trying to come up here and tell me how
you have
something
to
is.
But you have to sometimes to survive the game. You have to change your game. And
Jay, you started podcasting and you still have the mentality that people have to plug in their iPods to iTunes to get podcasts.
That's not what I stop
yes,
it. That's not what I think. You're painting me in a bad light. So just stop it.
I love you.
No, you don't. Now let's move on to the important
thing. Hold on a second. The charger thing I bought at the other day at the toy show is crooked and it's driving me crazy. Hold on.
Well, while you're readjusting that, we want to put a disclaimer out there. That since this is going out to feeds, we've been doing a Survivor podcast for a while now. It's been part of the Plus feed, but now it's free for everybody.
All and better now.
The disclaimer that I'm going to put out there is that we know that Survivor fans are a very, you know, historically accurate and, you know, kind of nitpicky bunch when it comes to, like, everything. So,
hey, there's a certain website. If you make a mistake, they will rip you apart.
And we know the community's like that, and we know they talk about podcasts. So if that's what you need in your life, if you need every single factual information
care.
To be 100% right, this isn't your podcast. We're more of a discussion type show. We're going to talk about what we saw, talk about what we like, what we didn't like, and it's more of a casual fan experience on a Jay and Jack podcast.
No, I'm dead serious. Fans, it's my life.
But
it is my
well,
life.
Well, it's okay if it's your life. That's perfectly fine. We're not telling
no, it
you.
No, it is my life. I, it's all I watch.
We're not telling
when
you.
Survivor's on. Well,
yes.
That's all I watch.
I know it's
Did
your
you
favorite
know if
show.
If you add up all the numbers, they equal 108.
We know it's your favorite show, Jack. What I'm saying is that while it is your favorite show, you also can be inaccurate at times, like Illinois.
Oh, no. Even if I'm wrong, I'm right.
Very good. This is helping a lot.
I'm old school. I'm old school Survivor watcher. You're old school podcaster. I'm old school Survivor watcher.
Well, just so you know, if we get something wrong, just let us know and we'll correct it on the next one. But don't be upset because you've been forewarned.
Go to iTunes and go worst podcast ever.
We just want
consider me unsubscribed.
We just want okay. Now we are trolling old lost podcast people. Well,
so
that's
all that is. Just a disclaimer. This is we want to have fun here. We love the show. We love talking about the show. If we get something wrong along the way, just let us know. But again, we're not the Survivor know-it-alls. We don't know everything. No.
A little disclaimer
not the
ahead of time.
Historians either.
Yes,
we may get off topic.
It may happen
once or twice. We might talk about something other than Survivor.
This podcast is brought to you by you, the listener, over at patreon.com/Jay and Jack. We have over 53 patrons, and we're very close to our first tier of $500, where we will release the long-lost Serenity podcast, closing it out of the Firefly podcast that we're going to do. So very close for that. But the tier I think everybody cares about as far as Survivor is concerned, it's a $2,000 level. We will release Jack's Survivor audition tape. For those that don't know, Jack auditioned for Survivor for like 7 years in a row. The first one was
legendary.
No,
it's like six. I think it was six tries.
Okay, that's nearly 7 years.
It's 3 years. It was 3 years straight.
Okay, whatever it was. I had to edit a lot of stupid tapes. Together,
you've already got the first Survivor fact.
I didn't know you submitted twice a year. I thought you only submitted once a year. I'm saying people can't submit twice a year. I'm just saying.
I did submit it twice a year.
The first one was you driving naked on a Zamboni, and that was like your angle to try and, you know, get on the show.
Yeah, it's something I thought something else no one had done. So,
But it might have not worked. And honestly, would you even want to be on the show at this point? Because it is so hyper aware on this show. I feel bad for Stephen Fishbeck. You know, I feel like he's being targeted because he's on a show called The Survivor Know-It-Alls. And they're like, screw that guy. He thinks he's a know-it-all. I'm going to tear him down.
I think at least they didn't show him trying to break a branch this week. And I think that's a good thing.
But
you can't. But you, if you're playing a game like that, I know we're getting off topic here, but you can't think you have to kind of take yourself out of the game once in a while.
Oh, no, I agree. So that is that. You can go to patreon.com/JaneJackers. Go to Patreon. It's Patreon. .com. It launches officially tomorrow. We have all these feeds now on iTunes. Colleen and Rob have been working tirelessly to get those feeds up. So The Survivor with Jay and Jack is up on iTunes right now. Is that correct?
Yes.
So
yes.
You can subscribe to this now. I think if you are listening to this, you're listening to this on Jay and Jack, the whole enchilada feed, which has all of our podcasts in one big aggregate feed. But say there's some shows you don't want to listen to, like Survivor with Jay and Jack. You can go and pick and choose what you want from the different feeds that we have out there. So without further ado, yes. We've spent enough time giving disclaimers and, you know, pimping out the thing that keeps these podcasts going. We had a new episode tonight, guys. What'd you think?
Go ahead. No, you have podcast seniority. We've established.
No, I don't want to. I'm old school. But I realize you have to be new school, too. So I'm in the middle, so you can go first.
Okay.
Does that make Colleen the Abby?
I'm fine with that. As long as I'm not the Shireen, I guess.
I feel like you probably would be more the Shireen than Abby.
That's all right. She's smart.
That was kind of rude.
Well, are we talking about Worlds Apart Shireen, or are we talking about Cambodia Shireen?
Does the Cambodian Shireen, is she like in the
drug trade? Because Survivor Second Chance Shireen, she got kicked off because she was a threat.
There you go. And you're a threat, honey. Anywho, what did you think of the episode, Colleen?
I had a blast watching it again, as you know, when you reminded me that I needed to use my indoor voice.
I think there was a couple squeals and shrieks during the... during the challenge today.
There was definitely some, we got to remember that there's a 15-month-old sleeping upstairs who you will be taking charge of if he wakes up.
Well, it's the classic case of like the puzzle. It didn't work out this way this time, but Jack, you might feel the same way. But the people get way ahead, but it comes to a puzzle, and then they choke, and then that's it. And I was thinking it was going to be the same thing again.
I think, well, like Jeff was saying, and I think they were just all screaming, and you can't just... Everyone, you need to turn around and shut up. Stop talking to me. Leave me alone. Because it all, you know, anyone that's put together something at their home, like a fan or something like that, and you're having trouble with it, and someone comes over to offer you advice, what usually happens? Usually you get in a fight. I'm not speaking of my wife or anybody like that, but that's usually what happens because I know I'm doing something wrong. I don't need any help. At that moment, I don't need any help. Yeah. I'm frustrated. And there just was too much. There's too much screaming and yelling. You need to shut up. Stop talking.
Yeah. But I was definitely screaming and yelling from my couch.
Well, that's okay because they can't hear you.
They can't hear me. Well, thank God. I'm pretty loud, though. I don't know. There was a chance. This episode was kind of like the old school Strikes Back. I love that Terry jumped on it so quickly. It's funny because I really don't think that Shireen did that much wrong to Abby. It doesn't take much for Abby to think that you've slighted her.
So was the bad move in trusting Abby? I think the bad move is just that it was an obvious case. She shouldn't have left her linger on.
She didn't
like that.
Go up there and kiss her ass and be like, Abby, you're the best.
Yeah, well, and that's what you have to do.
I do think she came off looking bad, Shireen. I think Shireen did come off looking bad because... She was on the beach crying, and she was inside the little hut laughing at her. And it's just,
that's true.
Like, I'm going, she came off, and as bad as she had the treatment last year, you think that she, when they're both fighting like that, I get it. I would probably just, okay, enough. I got to walk away. I didn't fault her for that. It's that she left her, and Abby is her own worst enemy. Everyone was saying that about Shireen beginning of last season. There was nobody sticking up. I didn't hear anybody in any podcast, any world going, oh, poor Shireen, until Will launched on her, which everyone was right. But Shireen, I thought she just I think she just got maybe caught up in it, but I thought personally, came off looking pretty bad.
I think even Jeff kind of called to it. He's like, "Hey, what? Yeah. You were in the same position last year."
Yeah, and I think she realized it, and then she tried to get the sympathy side on her side, but at that point, it was too late.
Right. The other thing that stood out to me this episode was it seemed to be the episode that all of the men decided to cry.
Yeah.
I mean, it was literally like. So we had Varner cry, which, I mean, that was kind of crazy. And I can't help but think, so that whole thing with Varner crying and then Jeremy crying, and then we had Spencer totally, like, meltdown.
But that was a nice emotional story, though, about his wife. Like, I was even touched by that.
I know. Well, it was touching.
My wife and I are watching it, and she turns to me because he pauses, and she looks at me, did she die? I go, I don't know. And then he goes, and then she came back. Well, I think it was drawing a blank on her name. Said,
Kimmy.
Did she come? Yeah, Kimmy. Did she come back? And she goes, yes. I go, well, I guess she didn't die. So I'm just like, it was an emotional story. So
it's interesting though because so then we had that that awkward thing with Steven and the idol thing, which I guess they're obviously painting the story that they're going out of their way to show how Steven is definitely on the outs. And I don't necessarily now, after seeing kind of how this story in the other tribe has played out, I don't necessarily think that we are in for a cut and dry. Steven is the next booth because he's left out now, especially now that we see that they're going to split into three different tribes next.
Right.
I think that storyline that they're setting.
That's not a spoiler alert, is it?
No, it's in the next on.
It was in the preview.
Yeah. Okay. So I think now they're doing that. I'm starting to have some kind of hope that maybe just maybe that storyline is going to play out a little further down the line, because don't forget, he might have asked, you know, made the joke, said, is Jeremy looking for an idol this episode? But Kimmy, last episode, said the same thing about Steven, mm-hmm. and it was received completely different. So I don't think that, it might have looked like he had bad timing, but Kimmy had the same comment last week. So I think that
they're
definitely
everybody's going
laying,
after Fishback, though.
They're laying the seeds right. for something to happen, and I don't necessarily think it's going to be a cut and dry, because why would they have such a cut and dry, like, he's on the outs? Wouldn't you think that if it was he's on the outs, they would show him being on the outs the episode he goes home? Like, why? What is the purpose of this edit? Does that make sense?
I don't really know, but maybe it's to show that Jeremy and Savage are a close group, or they're two, you know, they seem pretty tight with each other.
The bros.
I mean, they could admit each other. Yeah, come off because I was crying.
Right. And I guess
I don't know why Jeremy doesn't say, yeah, that hit me. And if he was smart, that's what he would have done. Because the ladies look like they're, even the guys look like they're eating it up. And said, yeah, I left my wife. She's pregnant. Just say something like that. But anyway.
Confessional. And I do apologize. I know I sound crazy. I'm just such a Steven fangirl. That it's kind of, Jay's rolling his eyes. That I probably sound dumb because I'm just looking for any kind of.
Well, his problem is everyone knows his game.
Right.
And you can't. I think we talked about it last week. Unless you change your game around, and you can see two players that didn't change their game around. They could play pretty much the same game they played the first time, and one went home. So you have to. I don't know how hard it's got to be hard because Vetus, they knew his game, so they kicked him off last week. I think these people know. I mean, I don't know how much Keith knows about everybody. He just kind of seems to float along. But these guys have done their homework, and they know each other and each style of player as best they can, because they didn't know who was going to get the vote. But if I was, you know, it was, what, 20, 30, how many people were in the voting? 30, 40, whatever it was.
How many? There was 20, was it 20 and 20? And then 20... Oh my God! I can't even remember now.
Whatever it was, I would have studied if I didn't know certain, couldn't remember certain players. I would have went back and studied their game.
There were 12 left. It was six. Sorry, I'm guessing that they all. You had to go back and study the game.
Well, yeah. I mean, if it's a unique situation that you have, kind of this, you could have a dossier. You know, like was it Terry said that his kids made him one of all these, people. that you can kind of, you know, do some strategy sessions on.
This is who, I mean, you look at even Cass. I mean, I know it's just, it's early on and they really haven't gone too much on that side of the tribe, but even she said, I'm playing with people that are human. It's not like I'm playing poker and my job is to get you out. She even has, Cass of all people seems to have a softer side, but who knows if that's the real Cass. If that's
well,
that
tribe seems to have pretty good synergy aside from Fishback, unfortunately.
Well, you're winning, so that helps.
But I agree. I think the toughest thing for Fishback, for the Fishback fans out there, is that he was on a show and he talked about Survivor and strategy of Survivor for so long.
Also, he was so great in his first season.
Exactly, and he was very good in his first season. It just so he has this reputation of being this player, and maybe his, you know, he's not, you know, the glistening, you know, Adonis of a guy, so he just kind of feels insecure about it. And
so you're saying he's not fake Malcolm, he's not Joe.
No.
No. Fake Malcolm definitely, it seems, is going to be the golden boy for a little while longer.
But
Survivor MacGyver.
I did like Fishbeck's, he used the Island MacGyver or something like that.
Yeah.
That was a good line.
So we'll just see. We'll just see how that works out.
Yeah,
but
I
feel for him too, though, just because it's tough. Like, it would be like us, it would never happen, but it would be like us maybe writing an episode of Lost or something, and we would never be able to live up to the commentary that we always give about
Lost.
Well,
okay, maybe you wouldn't. Maybe you would drag me down, but I think we could do it.
I don't know. I've read Pleasure Ranch, or at least the first few pages.
You've never read Pleasure
Ranch. Subscribe to the Married Man Show if you want to know more about what Pleasure Ranch is. Also on iTunes.
No one's read it. You've never read it.
I read the first page.
All right.
When did you read the first page?
Wait, let's go back to the episode.
Again, we at times we may get off topic.
Yes, we're gonna try to do our best to stay on topic, though. All right, so
I make no guarantees.
All right, so the big drama this week. What do you guys think of Varner kind of leading the planting the seeds of so smoothly with Terry about
discontent?
He was smooth. Like, I hope this lights a fire up under you. I thought that was definitely much smoother than how when we saw at the end of him in the first episode where he was like, this game is going so fast, I don't know what I'm going to do. Blah, 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 blah.
He was smoother this episode.
I was a little worried because I said, he's going and telling everybody. And then when he told Abby the deal, I'm like going, ooh, that's a mistake, Varner. Because I finally figured out who Varner reminds me of. My Uncle Bill, he was no longer alive, but he had the same personality. I was trying to figure it out. I go, who does he remind me of? I go, that's who he reminds me of. But anyway, I thought, oh my God, you don't want to be that guy that, especially in a second chancer like this, you don't want to be the guy that puts your neck out there. And
right.
And it's like he's making he's directing traffic. He said, we're going for Spencer or Shireen. One of those two is going home.
But it's interesting the way he's doing it, though. Like, it doesn't feel like he's putting his neck out there. At least they're not seeing it as him putting his neck out there. So I think that's kind of
he's telling them to do it.
Yes,
but he's letting them make the decision. But he's telling them to do it.
Yeah, it's a nice subtle, heavy-handed touch, where he is directing them, but it doesn't feel like he's directing them. Similar, I guess the opposite of that would be how Shireen and Spencer were doing it, where they're very blatantly in control too early.
Right.
And then that put a target on their back.
Well, like when they went up to Wu and said, and Wu of all, I think the best thing he's ever said. He goes, you've never once talked to me. Mm. Now you want my vote.
Yeah.
And that, cause I was kind of looking at Wu, I go, oh, he's going to believe them. He's going to go on their side. Varner's going to go home. What's going on here? And that when Wu said that, I go, way to go, Wu.
That was awesome.
I think Wu's learned. I think Wu's learned from his first time around.
And here's the thing. We love Spencer.
I love
Did
Spencer.
He not learn from the first time around? Or was it just bad luck again that he, you know, linked himself up with Shireen? And
well, he you can't put yourself with two, Shireen and him. Shireen is a historian of the game. She knows
so
everything.
So smart.
So smart. But yet that scares people away. And he just got himself aligned with one person again. He should have ventured out with the old people. you know, the older, not the old people, the old school people.
And, they wanted to work with him.
They wanted to work with him. And he said no. And you, even in the beginning, he said, new school got a hold of the old school, whatever he said. And I go, you're getting too cocky too soon. And it did backfire.
How awesome, though, was it to really see that this wasn't just something to come like a paganging of the old people, like the old school players and Wu? Because apparently Wu is an old soul, old school soul.
He is.
Because
he's an old soul just because he doesn't strategize.
but I think he did, though. I think when Spencer and Shireen were talking to him, he just basically said, but he's also a guy that, because he lost $1 million because he had a code.
Exactly. I think it was more him following his code of honor.
But, you know, shouldn't Shireen and Spencer have known that?
I think they did, but I think the writing was already on the wall, so they're just like, they're desperate, but I think they knew they weren't going to change his mind.
Right. How did you guys freak out for a second when Abby basically told Shireen, she's like, yeah, it's you guys. And I was like, what are you doing?
But here's the thing.
I thought for sure that they were gonna pull something out.
Here's the thing. Now, it could be the editing, so I don't know.
Okay.
But was it in how, because we talked a little bit earlier about how Varner maybe said told too many people, but in the sequence in which he got everybody's votes, and then when he told Abby, did he tell at the right time to where he already had everybody on his side,
and all
he had to do was just kind of flip the Abby switch on and just let her, you know, wreak havoc?
Right.
Because they tried. Spencer and Shireen tried. But everybody's already like, sorry.
Right. Yeah. And I think kind of what's her name said it best. Kelly Wentworth, where she's like, I don't really want to do this. I want to stick with my lines of people
but
I
the
like.
Tide's already
but
turned.
Hey, I got to go with this because I don't want to be next. And
right.
That's how you got to do it. It's when you're down like that. It wasn't like she was a swing vote. She was clearly it would be the three of them then against everybody else. And hey, that's what you got to do. I'm really liking Kelly Wentworth's game.
I'm just liking Varner's game just because
he's
a lot of fun to watch.
He's like Tony.
He is like a kinder, gentler Tony.
He's like and he's looking for a spy shack.
I love the reference, but just he's a very entertaining player to watch right now that I think is playing a decent game.
And I know that they're going to the Three Tribes next week, but if they were not doing that. And I really think that if Bayon went to tribal council next week, I don't think Cass would be in danger at all. Did you see how well she was integrating with her tribe?
Well, that's why I said earlier, she changed her game.
And she did it so brilliant, so smoothly that we've seen. I mean, it's literally right now, it feels like Steven is the only one on the outs. The only other people that we haven't gotten anything from is Monica and Sierra.
Yeah, they're just there.
They're just there.
They,
so that means
they did tear up. They did tear up when Savage was telling a story. So that counts for something.
Yeah,
that counts as airtime.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I'm liking my edit so far. I teared up right on command.
How do you like your edit on the podcast so far, Jack?
Is it good?
Is this a good edit?
It's a good edit. It's old school edit. It's a good edit.
Oh man. So this, what I liked about this episode, and when I think you always know it's going to be a good episode, is when the challenge is like before the halfway mark of the episode.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh man, Ish is going to go down afterwards. So what did you guys think of the challenge? We talked about it a little bit earlier, but the challenge as a whole. Is Varner still going to be able to walk the next day like that? Like every time they're sliding down the thing, I'm like, oh my God.
Savage take a dump too? I mean, not a dump. Did he take? Didn't he take a nosedive
at some point in time?
Maybe he took a dump and a nosedive at the same time.
Yeah, he fell off the side or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he looked like a painful one.
Yeah, it looked really.
And Jeff,
painful.
This is a challenge. You're gonna leave some skin. What's your second chances? Like, shut up. Yeah.
Oh man!
I was trying to figure. I was analyzing. Go. How could you get down? Could you go backwards down it? Would it be no? Then you flip back
you'd
over.
You almost have to like jump down, like kind of like a.
But then if you land wrong, you sprain your ankle and you're done. So you have to kind of. I guess you just have to take the lumps, the scrapes.
Maybe you can just like, you know, stop, drop, and roll down like.
Like what was the challenge last season that Will kept like belly flopping? Remember, it was like the final five one or something.
Got quiet all of a sudden. I got so quiet.
Oh wait, Will? Did you say Will?
Yeah.
It was him and Dan. Well, Will, they were doing that water one.
That's right.
And he fell off it and kind of bounced off it.
Yes. Yeah.
I just... Will was terrible in the challenge.
Yeah, that looked like it hurt. That looked like it really hurt. That's the part of the game that I don't know if I would do very well on is those type
of
challenges.
Your adrenaline's going. I don't think you feel – it's one of those things where you –
It's not – it's the next day. That's
what it's like when I know you used to play hockey. I come home and I see this big old bruise on my ribs. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know how that happened. But you be complaining about it for the next 2 or 3 days. Oh. But I get – you know, you're out there and you can't – you have to sleep on – you know, bamboo and all that stuff. It might be a little uncomfortable if you have scrapes and bumps, but I would stick it out.
So let's go to the end of the challenge, which was the puzzle. Colleen made a great point. He's like, oh, Cash, she killed those puzzles towards the end. She didn't do too well. It's the pressure of being the first one to get to the puzzle.
I don't know if it was that she didn't do too well. I feel like, I don't know. They were tapping a lot of people in. She didn't do poorly. I don't even know. Everything happened so quick. I don't even know why they swapped her out. Because I think they swapped them out when they were maybe – were they on the other team?
Joe kind of saw it. He kind of got the whole picture, man.
Joe made his own puzzle.
Yeah, it's true.
Out of toothpicks. And he painted them, too.
So they're all screaming and yelling and needed – but – I thought the green team got it. Like, I don't see what part of theirs was wrong. Am I the only one that saw that? I was like,
the tails were going the dragon tails were going. Was it dragons? Either way, it was going the wrong way
or something like a mermaid dragon. But
whatever it was, that was going. It should have been going out or in or something like that.
Okay.
Because I didn't see it either at first. And your mom said, "No." I go, "Oh, I see it now."
Okay. I was like, "They got it. What's wrong with it?" But
Shireen thought they had it.
But as Varner said, oh, I guess they sealed their own fate.
And he was right. I mean, that's why I thought I go, man, he's getting that edit where he's really cocky.
Yes.
He gets slammed.
Right. Cause that's the
hashtag blindside.
Yes. That's the classic, like the post, challenge, you know, talking head. We're like, well, I guess so-and-so is going home today. And then the person always, you know, ends up
it's like, Dan, I had the majority. I got it all. I got the, you know, hashtag blindside. Oh, I didn't see that coming.
Oh, man. But then we go into, you know, the Abby drama, the Abby show, and she flips. And
well,
she goes to...
To be fair, why would you talk about somebody behind their back so close to where they're standing?
Yes, when she's like on... But I think...
She was kind of looking, though. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. She was looking for... The drama. I mean, they set that whole thing up in the beginning where she's trying to purposely make people uncomfortable to go up and see if they're talking.
But if you know
her.
That, you just have to. I mean, I know they have nothing to do 24 hours a day, and they have to. And it's got to be hard. But you have to be. What's 5 days in? You have to be a little smarter than that.
Unless if you're Abby, apparently.
I get it, but it's just. I just would have said, hey, you know, we got to be careful. You don't know. Who's standing around, who's saying something, and they're blasting someone in their alliance.
Yeah, it's just...
Abby was in their alliance. Why are you tearing her apart?
I know.
Yeah, she's if it's like Spencer said, I can't believe I have her in my alliance. It's not something, and it did come back to bite him.
Yeah.
Because she's so unpredictable.
Yep. Exactly.
But I agreed with her. I mean, the way I thought she's terrible, like everything you see, she's terrible to be around, but they did leave her on the beach crying while they made fun of her.
Yeah, and I think how Varner played it, Terry played it, I think, just from a real, I don't think he was doing it.
No, that wasn't game playing. That was
just,
he felt, for as a human, he said, it just, it's wrong.
And he definitely realized he got benefits from that, but I think he genuinely did it as from a human. But Varner, I think he did a good job in that. You know, he told like, "No, I love you. I think you're a joy." But but it really,
you're
so
much fun.
But and he did his talking head. It was like, she's fun to watch. You know, she's like her own soap opera.
She's a Brazilian soap opera, and you just keep press the button whenever you want.
But
but after Terry talked to her, And Varner talked to her. Didn't she have like, I mean, I know it's the editing, but didn't she seem to have like a softer side?
I think they were just doing that. I think that she, maybe she just, okay, wait, let me start this again. I think that she was just doing that thing that people do where they're like, somebody loves me. I feel so special. And it calmed her down and it satisfied her spoiled brat side. And, you know, she was calmer and she was softer because she felt that people were catering to her needs because they were catering to her needs.
They were.
That's all
and
it was.
And they will cater her. And I would, like I said, I'd take, she'd be my, if I could take one person with me to the end, it would be her.
Right.
As of now, because there's no, again, I don't see how she can win.
Yep. She is a lot to deal with. However, my God, she's great television.
I see. I don't find her great television. I find Varner great television. She's annoying to me.
I will say Varner is the most entertaining person on that show right now. I hope he's around until at least the top five.
So here's my question.
He won't be, but I hope he is.
Say you're in the same, you're in this, you know, second chance situation, and Abby's on your tribe. Do you keep her as the goat, or do you try to get her away as soon as possible? Because is she the best goat ever, or is she too dangerous? Is she too volatile to actually be a good goat?
Well, if you rub her the wrong way, as we saw today, and I think she had a legitimate gripe at that point. But it just seems like she gets mad over nothing. Because earlier, Terry said, "What, you want me to follow me around? You won't be able to keep up." But that's okay. I'm going to say things you're not going to hear. It was completely different Terry. It wasn't until he felt she was mistreated that he went, you know, he changed his changed his attitude towards her. But it's tough because, like Spencer said, I have her on my alliance, but she's dangerous.
Yeah. Because I get it, in this episode it worked out well, but their alliance was fairly strong. They saved her, essentially. They sent Vitas home.
Right.
And they saved Abby. So there's loyalty there. So it worked out this week in Varner's area, but I think she's too dangerous to bring to the end because you just don't know. Her loyalty can be bought for whoever's, you know, giving her affection that week.
I think it's too early in the game to say, okay, these are who I'm taking to the end with me, because, you know, you've got, you know, tribe switch and all the, and you, again, you don't, she is all over the place. You don't know. She did say she was a very loyal person. I don't know.
Well, she flipped on one and they saved her. She would have been gone if Varner didn't switch sides.
This wasn't a game. This wasn't a game decision.
This
was a personal decision. She felt she was wronged, and she was mistreated, and she acted that way.
But they should have known that. I agree.
This is nothing new.
Yeah.
And they just kind of got comfortable in their game. I know you get comfortable 5 days into a game, but they got comfortable in their game, and also Varner played them pretty good too.
Oh yeah.
I see. I'm with you. And so they just believe, okay, we got four. And Abby will bring along. She'll go with us. She'll do whatever we say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm almost like you. If I had to get her, maybe to have peace in camp, you get rid of her because it's not like a Philip Shepherd when he was with Boston Rob and he just did whatever Boston Rob wanted.
Right. And remember that when Sherry tried to keep Shamar during Survivor Karamoan, it didn't really work out so well for her because she kept him around even though he was so disruptive towards camp because she wanted him to be her Philip, but it just ended up turning everybody on her.
Well, she turned out to be the Philip.
She ended up being the Philip, yes, because keeping him around, she ended up losing all of her power with the others. So I think that if it were me, I would keep Abby around until she got to be too much trouble.
But I argue she's too much trouble to begin with.
That's true. I would push her along until maybe the merge, and then once it became, I don't even know. It's a tough thing. I remember during Philippines, you know, she got on everybody's nerves, and they kept her until they just couldn't take her anymore. And she lasted until fifth, right?
Yeah, I think if she makes it to the merge, I think she goes to the finals.
Maybe.
I think because it's what, remember, these are second chances. They know if you can get her to the merge and you have her on your side, I think you have to take her to the finals with you. She can't win. Right. We said that last week. She can't. There's no way she wins. And she'll probably end up winning. But there's no way she wins. I don't see her getting any votes.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about, I'm trying to think. We've had so little from the other tribe.
The other tribe, it just seems like they're getting along well.
Except for Steven. There's got to be other things going on at that tribe. But maybe there isn't, and that's why they're showing that.
They have the Survivor MacGyver.
I love that.
That's what it was, Survivor MacGyver.
MacGyver.
So where did he get the nets? Was that the fishing nets he was using?
Yeah, I think so.
But how did they have, like, that fishing net looked like it was an industrial, liner thing or something.
How much fishing net did they have?
He made a fishing net. He made, like, 10 hammocks.
What's that show where they go? Where they go out deep sea and they catch fish? What's that show? I've drawn a blank on the. I don't watch it. The show where they go out there and they
deadliest sea, catch.
Deadliest. That's what it looked like. It looked like a deep sea fishing net. It was huge. I mean, he made like 80 hammocks. They're on eBay right now. If you go on eBay right now, fake Malcolm's hammocks are on eBay.
So how long before fake Malcolm gets to be Joe?
What?
If he wins, I will call him. I'll call him Joe. Now I like Joe. I hope Joe goes along. But he,
you're a big fan of the man bun.
But no, I don't like the man. I can't do it. So maybe it's jealousy. There's nothing there in that spot. There's just a strand.
You could probably pull off a man bun if you grew out your hair.
How could I do it? I have to comb it up. From the back.
Yeah, exactly. It would be like a ponytail, but you used to try and get it as high as you could.
I'd have to get a rubber band or something to pull it forward and like tape it to my forehead because it wouldn't
so
stay.
It would basically turn into a Trump, essentially, is what you're
exactly.
saying.
Exactly. It would be that. Hey, I wanted to talk about the reward they got. Mm-hmm. You know, they got the hammer, they got the saw, they got the chisel, all that stuff they need. Could they not afford new tools, craftsmen? I mean, the things look like they're 100 years old. They're all rusted and stuff.
Well, I guess it adds to, they're not living in luxury over there. They're just getting, the basic tools. But I think you just brought up a good point. That's a good advertising opportunity. Get some craftsman tools. I agree.
They used to do that all the time. Yeah. When they gave away cars and all that stuff. And when they had the movies, they'd have the they'd preview a movie. And
yeah.
I know they did Jack Black's movie. Was it, he's the giant. What's that show?
Gulliver's Travel.
Gulliver's Travel, which helped it out. Gulliver's Travel was a huge hit for Jack Black.
Massive.
Well, no, they used to do stuff like that, but I would have done like craftsman's tools and stuff like that. But it just looked, I know they're doing for, they're lost on an island. You wouldn't have nice tools, but.
I agree. I think it's a missed advertising opportunity. I must care about it being a tool or an old tool, but I think that's an opportunity to have some. Sponsorships.
Old school, old tool.
Old tool, old school.
And not that we're sponsored by Craftsman or anything.
No, it's not like we have stock in Sears because then that'd be like having stock in GoPro. It just wouldn't work out very well.
What are you going to do?
I'm trying to think. I don't know, Jack, what did you think of the episode?
I liked it. It went by pretty quick. I started about 15 minutes behind, but then I caught up. Like I said, I was just shocked how things just turned so quick but Varner is just, I'm going to have to go back and watch that season again. I just don't remember him being this smart, I want to say.
Or fun.
It just, I remember him, but it doesn't really, it's not like, oh, one of the better players. He's so far playing a really good game. It depends on if anybody catches on to him and say, hey, this guy's running the show. That's what will hurt him. Yep. It's almost like he's got to tone it down a bit. I mean, he's great television because he's making the great quotes and he's in everything. But he almost has to kind of, I think, tone it down a bit.
Right.
But I could be wrong. So far, he's hanging around. But
it's good that he's, well, it's not good. He's definitely getting that Tony edit, though, right?
You would think so, yeah. But
so it's, just, there's
a almost, it's almost too much where these, you think some of these guys, so, you know, he's playing us. But we'll see.
Yeah, I definitely think based on this episode that Wentworth's going far. Joe, I think, is going far. Although we did have that kind of ominous random confessional from Steven about how he's somebody that you cut down right when you get to the merge.
Well, he's right.
He is.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
That's once you merge, you cut the strongest players have to go, and he's a likable guy too. He's not only a strong player, but he's likable. He's sociable. I mean, he's in there. He almost was like Vetus last week, except not as, you know, not yoga, but he's like, I can do this. Hey, I brought you fish. I brought you this. I brought you that. I brought you.
If he was doing it Vetus style, he'd have like the fish like crotch levels. Like, here, take them from me.
Take my fish.
Now do downward dog.
Yeah. Kimmy, do you need some fish?
Lotus pose.
I guess Abby doesn't like fish.
Oh God, I totally forgot. I just completely forgot my thought. I think that we're in for a hell of a season. Do you think anybody's going to sit there and because they showed Savage and Jeremy bonding, but yeah. Do you think that anybody's going to go, hey, Joe's trying too hard?
They probably already. I mean, I can't be Fishbeck was the only one that noticed it.
Right. That he,
I can't believe. Well, Cass kind of said something. He does it all and stuff. So they have to know.
God, I'm loving Cass this season.
He's. There's a lot of smart players out there, and they have to know that. Like I said, Fishbeck was 100% right. When they merge, if you don't vote him off, you're stupid. Because he could make a run on the challenges, and he's likable. And if he got to the finals, you know, he'd be hard to beat. So you have to vote him off.
Well, right. There you go. I concur with that completely. Shirin, Spencer on the outs. Shirin gets sent home. Spencer is left behind. What are Spencer's chances?
Spencer made his, as Jeff pointed out, his same speech to save his butt.
And that's why I think Spencer is safe from here on out.
Well, he's your you know, survivor pool pick to make it all the way, correct?
He is in the tribe because I'm on the tribe podcast too. He is my pool pick for them. With you guys, I have Wentworth. Somebody should get me in another thing and I'll pick Varner and I'll be good to go.
So Colleen's strategy is picking
why
everybody.
Why is Spencer on tribes that are so bad at the challenges?
I don't know.
So here's the question. Is he on tribes that are bad at challenges, or is he the person that brings the tribes down? That's my question.
But I doubt it because he won some individual immunities the last time, didn't he? At least one?
Well, yeah. Individual is different than a team sport. Maybe he's not a team player.
Well, he's definitely not a team player. I mean, he was talking about how he looked at the game like it was chess, and that was an individual sport. I totally think Spencer is safe until at least the merge. I truly do. I think that the tribe swap or whatever is going to benefit him. He might, you know, be lucky enough to have the team that's kind of against him now break up a little bit. Maybe he can hook up with somebody else that's on the outs, because isn't that what he did in his season?
Yeah, I'm calling it now. He ends up with Chaos Cass.
If he, Cass, and like Steven get together, I mean, those are some smart people that might be able to do something.
But they'd be terrible at the challenge.
Well, good thing it's not a tribe of three.
So I see him. I'm calling it now. He ends up on the same tribe as Cass.
Hey, he's going to do what he's got to do. I mean, as Kelly said, Wentworth said, that's, you know, to get yourself further. You got to do what you got to do. So yep. I am super excited for next week because the dynamics are completely going to change. If Abby and PG don't end up on the same tribe together, then think of the havoc that Abby could wreak. And I don't know if another group is going to put
up with her.
Like, what if it's Joe, Jeremy, Savage stay on whatever swap. How many people are left? There's 22, so there's 18. So what's 18 divided by 3? 6?
Yes.
Okay, so hypothetically, if it was like Savage, Jeremy, Joe, Abby, who else am I missing from that? Oh, Tasha. Oh, but that's
She's in trouble. Abby is in trouble.
She's in trouble if she goes with the wrong people. And right. I think Cass could be in trouble if she ends up with the wrong people too, because those people haven't had a chance to
see the
really
new cast.
See the new cast, and
they haven't been flipped off by the new cast yet.
Exactly,
so.
And I think that the people like Abby and Cass are the ones that are going to hurt the most from if the tribes are swapped up that much. Which I mean, they have to be, right? Because
three ways, yeah,
three ways. That's a pretty big, you know, roll of the dice.
If you didn't see the previews, we apologize.
Spoiler alert. What do you think, Jay? Do you think, who do you think would benefit more from a three tribe thing next week, and who do you think will be hurt?
Well, Varner, I think, has the most to lose. He's in a really good position. And Fishbeck has the most to win because he's in a horrible position.
And so does Spencer, I think.
I think Fishbeck has the most to gain.
Yeah, he does.
Exactly.
Best thing could happen to him was get on a tribe where he's not on with anybody he's on right now.
Yeah. That's, yeah, absolutely.
Except,
but I still say that if anyone is, if you get on there with Abby, that gives him one more week.
Right. Well, I'll just keep my fingers crossed. I mean, and it or this whole thing could just be setting up for Steven ends up with all those people that don't like him again. And I don't know. I don't think
it's that they don't like him. I think they don't trust him.
Yeah, that's it.
I think that's it.
I mean,
because he hasn't done anything that I've seen that's not likable. It's just you can't, like I said, and especially with this kind of group, you have to sometimes, you can't, like Varner said, you have to play the game, but sometimes you have to kind of take yourself out of the game and like Terry's doing, and you have, there's a human side.
Right.
But I mean, you have to be aware of what's going on, but it's just like Fishbeck just seems like, from what we've seen, it's game. And he hasn't been able to, and he's just not, nobody trusts him.
Right. And I think that just comes from being uncomfortable when you go into a situation and not having when you go into a situation where you know you're on the outs and not being confident enough in your own abilities to be self-deprecating enough, or not even self-deprecating enough, just be relaxed enough to have others let down their guards around you. Because if you know how you go into, or you're in a situation and somebody else is acting super awkward because they feel uncomfortable and they think that they're the odd person out, and then you don't know how to respond to that. So you kind of are right. Like, oh, haha, you made a joke. And then you go back to talking to the people that you're comfortable with. And I think that that's the problem. And he should have been able to socially, I mean, physically, all right, if you know, physically that he couldn't trap a log, he should have been able to make up for that socially without it becoming like a thing.
Weave the palm leaves.
The fronds.
Fronds, whatever they are.
Yeah.
But.
Get water. Do something.
Yeah, I think that we are in a totally different, I hope that we're in a totally different game next week, and I'm so excited, and I really think this entire season is going to be full of surprises like that.
Yeah, I'm liking it so far. I was going to say, Fishbeck is lucky that they've won both challenges. I think he would have been the one to go home.
I agree. All right. Well, now it is time to tally the votes. Let's see how we did last week, guys. We never really discussed how we're going to do the points. I think we're doing a who win it all last week, right? So I think that should be as many points as there are episodes in the seasons. That's this season.
Times 10.
No, just as many episodes that are in the season.
If there's 13 episodes, you should get 130 points.
No, just 13 points.
You should get 10 points. No, you should get 10.
Why are we adding 10 to it when you say it's 13 points?
Because higher
points. I was told there'd be no math.
So 13 points if we get it also. Colleen's pick is still alive. Kelly Wentworth. Jack, your pick, Kelly Wigglesworth, is still alive. And my pick, Jeremy, is still alive.
I'm going to tell you, though, I was stressing it before this episode first started. I go, oh, my God, I got one of the people on the outs.
And then we will do another pick at the middle of the season. That'll give you, half of those points. Which is 6.5. And then we'll one last time before the finale episode, which will be worth 2 points. All right. So now with what we chose, who is going to tally the votes and who's going to kick off this week. Colleen, you picked Abby, which I thought was a good pick, but didn't turn out well for you.
I would like to point out that on the Facebook group, there was agreement with me that as long as there is not a merge, you should be able to pick per tribe.
Huh?
So I should have been able to have my pick last week that it was Steven if Bayon went to tribal, and it was Abby
if
Takeo went.
This is Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen rules.
Right. So I am one third of these now. This is not Survivor with Jay's rules.
Well, it's 2 against 1.
Is it Moving 2 against 1?
I can't hear you guys. My headphones
have
gone out.
It's 2 against 1. You all suck.
All
you
right.
You're too old school for me.
I don't know what we're talking about.
Next,
because it's moving too fast.
Do you want Colleen to be able to vote for like 10 people?
No,
to win the game?
I didn't say 10 people.
You know what? How many people are left? She can have 18 votes.
All right, Jack, you picked Stephen Fishback to go home.
You guys do this stupidly.
Which, again, I think is a pretty solid pick. If the other team would have won, I think you would have had a point there.
Yeah, I think so.
I picked Varner. In terms of this episode, it didn't look like a good pick because he seems to be in the driver's seat now. But, you know, it's Survivor. Things can change on a dime. Now it's time to tally the votes for who is going home next week on Survivor for the third episode. Colleen, what is your pick?
Oh, Jesus.
I don't think
Jesus
he's playing.
Jesus is not playing.
Yeah. I thought Joe was... Joe's still in the game. What are you talking about?
Who votes off Jesus?
Stephen.
Yeah, this Jesus guy. I don't trust him. He's on the challenges. He's just like walking on the water. He's running across. I'm having to swim. It's terrible.
I mean, his people did turn against him, you know, back when in the Bible days. Is that too soon?
It might be too soon.
He was voted out back then, but then he came back. So he had his.
During the challenges, when Jeff's going on and on, does Jesus turn? Jesus, can you be quiet for a second? I don't. There's going to be some bad reviews on that one.
I know. Why don't you go first, Jay?
All right, I will go first. I'm going to go. I think the Spencer curse continues. I think Spencer is going home. I think that's the cheap. I think that's the cheap pick.
Hope not, because you felt bad for Shireen, and you felt bad for Spencer because they do care about the game, they just don't know how to play it.
Yes,
they love the game. There's fans of the show, and you love to see when they get on. They just don't know how to play it. Because look at Cochran. You talk about Cochran all the time. He was terrible his first time around. Yeah. Changed his game around, came back, and was like a completely different player. I hope it's not Spencer. He was crying. I was like, I kind of felt bad for him.
Well, it's two things. This tribe shakeup works in his favor, and he lives another day. Or two, he can't get past it, and he's out. So that is my pick, Spencer. What's your pick?
I'm gonna take a chance that it's Abby, that she gets on a tribe where she doesn't have people that are gonna want to put up with her.
That's smart.
I agree with that.
And Colleen, who is your pick?
I think Abby. Is going to overplay your hand, and it'll be bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Even she admits she struggles with she struggles with it to try and be nice.
And she got a whole other thing here in the beginning where she was saying, if this was old Abby, I would do this, but I'm not going to do this. And then they cut to her doing that. It's like, what are you doing?
It's like PG's talking about the chimney. He's like, what are we doing here, PG?
Oh, we didn't even talk about that.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that real quick.
What's going on here? What is this?
We're talking about making a chimney. Or whatever.
And Spencer's like going, are we good? Was there a problem? I forgot about that part. That was like, all right, did we mess something? Did they edit something out that we just didn't see?
Oh, my God.
Because there was nothing there that I saw that was like, Spencer goes, how did you build that chimney in?
In China.
In China. And she goes, she started, what is going on here? Are you speaking
Abby,
in code?
Chimney is not Secret Service code for you.
My nickname was Chimney. Yeah. That's what they called me when I was a kid. So I know you're talking about me.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I got to go with Abby, too. Only because I really, 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 really don't want it to be Steven. And I have hope again. But I do think they have so much Abby drama being set up that it's got to pay off at some point, right? I mean, surely she's not actually going to go to the final three.
I like I said, if she makes the merge, I think she goes the final three. But I think she'll struggle getting to the merge.
Because it's unlike the type of players that just aren't going to win because they're just not strategizing enough, they're not playing hard enough, but at least they're not hurting anything. You know, it's just kind of there.
Right.
I think that's the kind of person you want to take with you. I think Abby's too volatile to take with you.
Well, it's kind of like they were saying about Shireen last year, beginnings. You're on this, and she just, you know, she just kept. But obviously, Abby's a little more drastic. But it just, I think when you're stuck with people, I mean, you could be with family 24 hours a day, and you're like, you're ready to kill each other. Can you imagine people? You know, they don't even, a lot of them don't even know each other. So I just think it's hard when you're not eating right, not sleeping right, and you have people that just don't play well with others.
Yeah. She's kind of getting that, what's his face edit? Not edit, temperament. Well, you know.
Serial killer edit?
No. You know, the dude from One World, the bully, Colton. She's kind of got that, like, melodrama Colton thing going on.
Okay, she's not as bad as Colton.
No, she's not as bad because Colton was actually, you know, being, like, racist and terrible towards other people. But I feel like Abby's got that, like, I got to create drama thing going on like that.
Maybe I don't know if she's – I don't even know it's an act. I just think that's her personality.
Okay. Oh, that's a good point because I think that Colton's thing was half personality, half an act.
Colton was just – that's – it was part of him, but I think
that's
part of
that's a good point.
All right.
I take that back. But still, I mean, somebody that melodramatic has to flame and burn, right, at some point?
I don't know.
Well, not literally burn. Just –
Well, maybe.
I mean, it did happen once.
We don't have another scooping going on here.
Anyway.
I'm okay, guys.
All right. Well, we're looking to wrap this show up here. Another great episode of Survivor. Excited to see next week's episode. Again, this podcast is made possible by the contributions of you, the listener, and you can do that over at patreon.com/JaneJack. That's patreon.com/JaneJack.
You can also visit us at jayandjack.com.
Yes, the new jayandjack.com. Been worked on for a long time. A little bit of a facelift here. Big thanks to Colleen and Rob for putting it all together and our logos.
I needed a facelift.
I will disclaim that it's not completely finished yet, but we've got about 80%, 85% done. It's still a slight work in progress.
But it's very new school.
Good. Looks good to me.
It's very.
Oh,
new
I've
school.
Changed more of it since you last saw it, but I still have some like tweaks that I don't like about it.
Also, big thanks to the amazing artwork done by Jacob Parr. He has his own Kickstarter right now for his card game, and it's called Master Thief. And you can check that out. And it looks like a really fun card game. It's actually done really well on Kickstarter. I think it's pretty close to hitting its goal.
No, they hit their goal.
They hit their goal already? I mean, that's insane.
Really?
It's just 30 days and they already hit their goal. But definitely go check it out on the Kickstarters. Also, join our Facebook group, facebook.com/group/JayandJack. Also, you can send us a call, 206-309-0311.
Calling time.
Once again, it's 206-309-0311. Calling time for questions, comments, and
theories.
Also, you can send an email to jayandjack@gmail.com. All right, guys. That is it for this week's.
Wait. Oh, you can join us tomorrow live.
Or today, depending on when you're hearing this today.
Exactly, yeah. Thursday,
October 1st.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, you can join us tonight.
Tomorrow is our 10th anniversary.
No, tonight. Today is our 10th anniversary.
Today.
Or you could have joined us yesterday.
Yes. Yes, or whenever.
Join
October
them.
1st.
I'm
Look
not
at your
a
calendars.
Part of it.
October 1st, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. There will be links posted on our websites and Facebook groups and Twitters. 10th anniversary, 10 years in podcasting for Jack and I. And we'll be doing a Google Hangout video on YouTube streaming. Just to hang out with everybody, and we'll do some listener calls, bring patch people in, and we'll have a good time. So that'll be tomorrow at 8 o'clock Eastern.
Will there be a
drinking
time? Is it bring your own drinks?
A BYOB or BYOD.
Okay.
Drinks.
All right.
All right, guys. We'll see you tomorrow night for that, and we'll see you next week for the next Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen.
Or
we could have seen you a couple days ago.
But we'll have the video up. On the websites, you can rewatch it.
There you go. All right, guys. Until next time, hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
Peace out.